Matt, how does it affect the offense when you're playing a team like Atlanta that's averaging 30 points a game? Do you feel like you've got to put more points up to win, or does it change anything?
Yeah, it does. You know, it feels like it's kind of like when we play Green Bay. You know, they have a great quarterback too, and Matt Ryan's a good quarterback, and they have some explosive receivers and running backs as well. So the key is when you play a team like that is to keep them off of the field. So if we can control possession of the clock and put up points and you know, manage the ball, take care of the football, then that's when you can win a game like that.
So 30 carries for you.
Ideal.
Cromer made it sound, Matt, like he's fed up. Like everyone's just kind of fed up. Enough is enough. You guys got to score more points. Is that the message?
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah, definitely. And we feel like that. This, you know, as the players, the same way. You know, we talked about it. Me and Jay, and Jay talked to the whole team, the offense, about it. That, you know, we know we're better than this, and you know, statistically wise, we're just not showing it. You know, the yards in some of the games are there, and then the points aren't there. So we definitely need to score more points.
In that regard, man, how do you fix a situation where you've been productive, but yet it's been mistakes at inopportune times? I mean, is it just a matter of focus, or what can you do? Like, you rarely fumble, but it just happened to be one that hurts you. I mean, how do you not, you know, how do you fix that kind of an issue?
Yeah, it's just detail. Attention to detail, you know, in practice, whether it's techniques or attention to detail during the game. You know, sometimes in the heat of the game, you forget small stuff, just like putting two hands on the ball instead of one when you run into somebody or something. You know, and when we're gaining yards, driving the ball down the field, because there have been times where we go, you know, 7 or 8 plays down the field and we get a touchdown, and then we come out the next time and go 3 and out. And it's like, what was the problem then? First down, we had an offside penalty, so then it's 1st and 15. Then we get behind the chains, and you know, we can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot. So the main thing for us to do is, you know, not have play smart, not have the stupid penalties, and then pay attention to our technique and details during the week so that it comes second nature to us during the game.
Is it more frustrating because even, you know, in that locker room, there was so much expectation for what this offense can be with the amount of talent that you guys have on that side of the ball? Does it make it more frustrating that you haven't quite been able to put it all together to this point? And then how do you kind of refocus that and make it positive?
No, it's not more frustrating just because we have a lot of games left to play and we know we can turn that around. So, you know, with the people we have and the talent we have on this team, all we got to do is like I said, at practice, attention to detail, execute our plays and play smart where we're not shooting ourselves in the foot each week. So, you know, we can actually turn that around. So it's not going to be frustrating once we get it rolling.
They've given up a lot of yards on the ground this year with their defense. Have you seen anything just watching the tape of their previous opponents, maybe why teams had success running the ball against them?
Just great blocking at the point of attack. You know, that's where everything starts, you know, both passing game and a running game. You know, if you can control them up front, then that gives you the ability to get into the second and third level. And, you know, they have they got a good defense. You know, they do a lot of different looks, different blitzes and stuff, so we got our hands full this week too with them.
Hey, what's it like being a teammate of Martellus Bennett? He seems like he's such a unique character that it kind of lifts everybody up. Or I don't know, maybe not. Just curious what you thought.
Unique is a good word for him. You know, there's not really another person on our team like Martellus, but he's a good guy to have in the locker room. You need guys like that because you know, he's always going to tell you. He's not going to sugarcoat anything, really. You know, he's going to tell you, you know, what the deal is. So, you know, Martellus is actually a good friend of mine as well as a teammate. So, you know, I see a different side of him outside of the locker room too. So, you know, he's an all-around good guy and a good teammate to have. And, you know, he's important to our offense too. So we always got to keep all these guys on the same page, whether it's me, Brandon, Martellus, Alshon, Jay, it doesn't matter.
Martellus isn't always on all the time. He's not always.
I would say 92% of the time he is. You know, sometimes, you know, he has his days. Sometimes we all do, but most of the time he is a character.
Yeah.